1990. Christian ministries report that 1,300 people groups have been reached with the gospel around the world, out of a potential 6,000 plus. 1992. Following the Gulf War, church denominations had already begun to each implement their own plans to reach every home for Christ by the year 2000. 1993. It was becoming apparent that this goal wasn't possible without interdenominational cooperation. One national evangelical leader, Bill Bright, set out on a 40-day fast, and by day 29 was moved to call upon fellow leaders of various denominations to seek the Lord together. On day 40, it was clear what the Lord wanted. 1994. For the first time, over 600 leaders of major denominations began to seek the Lord together in the first of many three-day gatherings of fasting and prayer. The following year, 3,500 participated, and the next year, over 7,000. 1995. The Spirit of the Lord began to break out in professional sports stadiums across America as Christian men from every background answered the call to gather and worship the Lord. Hundreds of thousands of men filled venues with tears, worship, and repentance. October 1997. Over 1 million Christian men gathered at the nation's capital of Washington, D.C. to seek the Lord and call upon His name. An awesome silence repeatedly fell upon the Mall of Washington as hundreds of thousands wept aloud. This was often followed by thunderous roars of praise which filled the air as a nation stood in wonder. January 1998. The nation's leaders become embroiled in one of the most divisive political battles in history, which is a result of a moral scandal that would tarnish a presidency and polarize the nation's political leaders.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
The bitter saga would end with impeachment, but the poison was now in the political waters and would dominate the American political scene for the next 3 years.
People are calling in and jamming our switchboard by demanding that we take action on one side or another.
I never told anybody it's a lie, not a single time, never.
October 1998. A coalition unlike any other America has ever seen, representing over 70 denominations and 400 parachurch ministries, calls upon believers everywhere to seek the Lord and pray for neighbors by name. The Lighthouse of Prayer movement has been launched.
Bombs and shooting, and you just kept hearing these bombs go off and shooting.
April 20th. 1999.
When I went back outside, saw some bodies laying there.
The violence within the culture reaches an insidious level as evil literally explodes in the Columbine High School massacre.
One kid was partially alive, I don't know. His face was blown off.
A dark tragedy shocks America. September 2000. The prayer and fasting movement is in full swing as Christian leaders urge the church across America to fast and pray to seek the Lord. November and December 2000. At the same time, an upcoming election would produce a new president. It would be an election like no other, which would increase the anger even beyond the bounds of the impeachment saga to a degree that had never been seen before. The United States was a nation divided. American prayer leaders were fully aware what the Lord was doing around the world as reports of the praying church in South and Central America, as well as Southeastern and Northeastern Asia, spawned revival. Within the space of 10 years, the international church saw something done that had not been realized in 2,000 years. An additional 3,400 people groups had been reached with the gospel within a very short period of time, leaving the remaining unreached people groups in the Middle East and Central Asia in what is commonly called the 1040 window. Currently, most of these groups are unable to be reached because of their government's attempt to prevent the gospel from coming within their borders. The summer of 2001. Another major initiative is launched by national prayer leaders in the northeastern United States. Prayer is offered up in regions with a history of revival. For 3 months, gatherings of prayer were being held by believers at institutions of higher education, historical landmarks, and church buildings. September 11, 2001. It's a day that will go down as one of the darkest days in American history as militant terrorists plunged hijacked airliners into two of the World Trade Centers in New York, the most famous city in the world, is brought to her knees. A tragedy of unparalleled proportions hits the people of the United States. The violence dominating our television storylines becomes real, with hearts broken, lives destroyed, and the catastrophic loss of life unimaginable. Sorrow grips the hearts of the American people.
Tonight I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve, for the children whose worlds have been shattered.
Within moments, the word of the unfolding tragedies reaches Christians worldwide. The prayers of God's people around the world, from the church in China to the church across South America, begin to hold up the people of America to God.
We ask Almighty God to watch over our nation. We pray that He will comfort and console those who now walk in sorrow.
A nation in shock was called upon by the new president to pray to the Lord for help. Like answering the exhortation of an Old Testament prophet, believers of every background began to pray. And along with the preacher to presidents himself, world-renowned evangelist Billy Graham, who years earlier led this then-future president to the Lord, also called upon Christians to humble themselves and pray.
And from the cross, God declares, "I love you." For Easter points us beyond the tragedy of the cross to the empty tomb. It tells us that there is hope for eternal life. For Christ has conquered evil and death and hell.
Congregations across America opened their doors for prayer. For the first time in years, Americans, believers and not, were returning to church to pray and seek God. The largest number of students to ever pray in American history assembled around school flagpoles, some 5 million strong. And for the first time in 40 years, prayer was being observed and unchallenged without fear in the workplace. Revival has not come to this nation yet. And the final 1,300 people groups have not yet been reached. But this story is still being written by a sovereign God. His pen is the hands of surrender and the bended knees of a people purchased by blood. It's a story that's still being written this very second. Let us call upon the name of Jesus. Let us believe in His love and diligently, perseveringly seek His holy heart. We will see His mighty, merciful hand.